A mayor.
And the male is?
A fag.
Any other name for him?
I'm not sure.
Anything you couldn't say around women or once couldn't? Stud is what I'm really asking.
Oh, stud. Yeah, well, now, I think of a stud as being the breeding, mm-hmm. breeding horse.
But it's all right to say that, though, well, in the presence of genteel ladies?
I think it's all right.
Okay. And saying that you like to get up on your horse, I like to...
Mount.
Or not, I'm sorry, the process of moving along, I like to...
Gallop.
Or the simple word for it, I'm not...
Trot.
Just the general term.
Ride.
Yeah, okay.
See, I used to ride a horse when I was young, and so I know all the gates.
So yesterday I...
Trotted.
Using ride, yesterday.
Oh, yesterday I rode.
And I have...
Ridden often.
And if you couldn't stay on, you'd say, I fell...
Fell off.
Mm-hmm. And if a child woke up on the floor, he might say, gee, I must have...
Fallen off the bed.
Mm-hmm. And the things you put on the horse's foot are the...
Horseshoes.
And the part of the foot that you nail them to is the...
Hoof.
And the horse has four...
Hooves.
Mm-hmm. And the game you play with the things...
Horseshoes.
Did you ever see it play with rings?
Instead of horseshoes, no.
Male sheep is called
a ewe. No, a ram.
Okay, and the female is
the ewe.
Okay, and on their backs the sheep have
wool.
Okay, what would you call the animal that you get pork from?
A pig.
Is that a small one or a big one?
That's a small one.
Okay, then when it gets a little
the pig, hog.
Is there something between a pig and a hog?
A shoat.
Okay. Do you know how big a shoat is?
No, I don't.
All right. Do you know what the female is called?
Let's see. I ought to. Well,
how about...
I ought to know.
I imagine you know the word S-O-W.
Oh, yes, sow. Yeah. Sure.
Is there another term for a female who has never had pigs?
No, I don't know about that.
That's guilt.
Is that right?
That's right. You've learned something.
I don't know that
thing. People never had pigs.
Yeah.
That's something I learned again doing these interviews. Then what would you call male hog?
The boar.
Mm-hmm. And then if you wanted to do something to him so that he could not breed, you would say that you're going to do what?
You're going to...
Or any male animal, what would you say you did to it?
You...
Even a cat. What do you do to a cat?
Neuter them.
Okay. Is there a special term for a bull? Or a cow?
Maybe so.
A hog?
I'm not sure.
Would you ever say castrate?
Oh, yeah, castrate. Why, sure.
How about cut him, alter him, mark him?
No.
I think cut is a term that a lot of farmers
people use.
Wanting to say castrate.
Well, I really...
Do you know what you'd call a boar after he's been castrated?
No, I don't.
Do you know the term B-A-R-R-O-W?
I have heard barrels, but I didn't know what they were talking. I didn't know what they were. I really didn't. Is that a castrated
That's
boar?
Supposed to be. Many people pronounce it barra instead of barra, which is the reason I spelled it, because I wanted to see which way you'd pronounce it.
Well, you know, I am sure that I have heard that word. But I didn't realize, and I knew it pertained to a pig or a hog or something, but I did not know what it meant.
Then what are the stiff hairs on the hog's back that stand up?
His.
They're also the things in a brush.
Bristle.
Yes. And the big long teeth that a hog has.